Welcome to Life .Fabulous Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce myself. I'm Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And, you know, what's really fun, and this is what I want to kind of give insight today for, is all the different opportunities that are out there for you. And when you start looking at it, it really is about changing lives. And that's really the difference. There's kind of two camps that are happening in the speaking world right now, to kind of give you some insight. I always like to tell people kind of the reality, since I speak to a gazillion event planners, you know, every year. So what's happening is there's two types of speakers that are emerging. One of them is, I want to come in, I want to do my thing, I want to kind of use the opportunity as much as I can and get out of there. Then there's the speakers that are relationship speakers. That's kind of the camp that I like to play in. It's the people who want to build long-term relationships, that really want to attract people for a long-term, hello, we're going to help each other for a very long time. It's not a, you know, boom, done, over with. And so you have to kind of look at what fits you. Not that there's one that's, you know, better than the other, unless, you know, you start finding out that, darn, every time you go to speak, or maybe you're not getting booked to speak, because we all talk, right? All the event planners talk, all of the people putting on their own conferences talk. It's a small world. So you quickly get known for something. So you have to look at, when you talk to an event planner, or maybe another speaker that's putting on an event, what are you doing long-term with them, not just looking at the immediate reaction? And when you start looking at it in that way, it's also about your community. You know, developing your community is vital. And one of the things that really stands out is, if you look at who is attracted to you, who's following you on Facebook, who's following you on social media, in general, who's signing up for your email newsletters, who's coming and buying your products or your services, this is a major game changer for you. Because if you're like me, I woke up one day in 2007 going, what the heck? Why do I have all these broke people that don't want to change, that don't want to transform their lives, that don't want to get any better or bigger, or doesn't even want to play in this world? They don't want to build relationships. And I had to admit, and it was hard, I had to admit that I had done that to myself. We create our own realities. We attract people because that's who we're actually attracting. So one of the things to look at when you're wanting to go, especially nationally and internationally, it's even more important. But even if you're just a local speaker, you want to develop the right community from the get-go. So I'm going to give you some insights today on how to do that. Something? So the first one is, you've got to develop your rules. This is the rules that you're going to live by, the rules that you're going to do your business by, the rules that you're going to do your speaking by, the rules that you're going to create for all your products and services, and especially your community. Now, what are these rules? Well, you have to figure that out. So let me give you some, you know, kind of what I found for myself, and then that way it may help you. So in 2007, I looked around at the wrong community. And I said, okay, how do I adjust this community so that I'm getting rid of what I thought was not who I wanted in there? So first of all, I looked at what was one of my biggest pet peeves. And one of them was, grumpy, negative, and especially mean people. So I created my first rule. You have to be nice. No mean, grumpy, negative people ever allowed. I say that from stage. I have that on my website. I have that in almost everything that I do. I first initiate that conversation. You have to be nice. Don't even come to me if you're feeling grumpy. I don't have time for it. I don't want it. Get away. The next one came a few years later. And that one is no perfect people, please. Only imperfect people are allowed. And this came from my next frustration, even though, you know, I have an English degree, but I also have a speech impediment. It's kind of like dyslexia in a way, but it's a little different. But anyways, getting grammar and spelling correct, it's a huge challenge for me. And what I realized, it never really made much difference. Because if I said there, you know, wrote there, and I meant there, right? People still knew what I meant. People could figure it out. The people who were going to buy from me was going to buy from me no matter if I had there or there. So I started realizing that the people that I wanted to draw in and continue to draw towards me was also people that, they were okay if I made a mistake. Because I was already okay with them making mistakes. Why wasn't I then okay with the other direction? Because a lot of this is about kind of personal insight for yourself. Well, if you're okay with someone else doing something, why aren't you okay with that they're okay with it, right? It doesn't make sense. So when you really look at developing out your rules, well, what is it that is important to you? And you have to believe in it yourself. So the imperfect one was really, really important when it came to speaking. That's the way I create, you know, all my coaching clients. When I help them develop their entire marketing platform all the way through their speaking presentations into product sales, it's all about the imperfection of it, not the perfection of it. Because I found out a long time ago, you sell more when you're imperfect than when you're this perfect, you know, kind of prima donna on stage, or this, you know, everything is just so shiny that no one can relate to you. So you develop your rules and then you stand by it. Now, you have to proliferate that kind of personality, because it is a personality. Whatever your rules could, you know, needs to be, that's part of who you are. Because you may be going, I want everything to be perfect. I am perfect. Everything around me needs to be perfect. All my clients need to be perfect. So that could be an actual rule for you. But it's just because my rule is that you can be imperfect. Doesn't mean that it has to be your rules, right? Because you may not be my target market, meaning you're not part of my community, meaning you're not part of my core values. So what is your core values? Things that you refuse to do yourself and you refuse for people to be around you. And this has to be proliferated through your speaking, your website, social media, the whole nine yards. If you break your rule, people will notice. When you do break your rule, it actually makes that whatever happened stand out even more. Because they're like, what? Because it's not, they're not expecting it from you. Now, why is this important when you're going especially national and international? Because you have to make sure that that community is being built correctly. Now, it's also about the people you're building a relationship with, so the other partners. If you didn't realize yet, you have to have partners in this. You cannot do it alone. You cannot be a speaker all by yourself, because then you're just monologuing to a mirror. So you have to collaborate with people. Collaboration is the key to so much. So when you start developing out the collaboration with partners, you have to choose your partners wisely. Why is that? Because then their community becomes your community. If you do a webinar with them, or you go to one of their events and speak at one of their events, or you choose an event to go speak at, it telling people who you are, because you're now connected to that person, that organization, etc. For a perfect example of what happens when you don't listen to yourself and you do things and you accept people into your life that break your rules, I have a perfect scenario for you, because it happened to me last year. So last year was a very trying year. I'm sure you've had ones like that, right? You're like, is this year done over yet, right? So I was looking at last year, and I myself was in a place of negativity. I especially tend to gravitate to the negative. And that's why I tried to stay as positive as possible, because like for most people, we have a tendency to draw towards negativity. Well, last year, my husband had gone blind, and we were going through a lot of surgeries. And so that really changed up a lot of things that I did, as you can imagine. And then right after that, after I took away his keys and he wasn't allowed to drive anymore, our house was completely destroyed by an upstairs water pipe that busted while we were out of town for 3 days. So literally we walked in and it was raining inside of our house. Because of the extreme negativity and the emotions, I started to draw people to me that were negative, and wasn't the right people for me to be surrounding myself at the time. So I was going and speaking at people's events that did not really resonate with me. They were the type of people that were the, you know, come in, do your spot, and then leave. And they were shocked when I stuck around. Every time I would go to their events, they're like, oh, you're staying? Okay, right? They didn't even know what to do with that, because they weren't really wanting to build relationships with me. And what I saw with a lot of their audience, unless their audience wanted to spend lots and lots of money. So when I came to my conference last year in Palm Springs, I had conversations with some of my friends of why that event sounded and felt so different than my usual events. And it's because I drew in these people that were at their events, even though they were wanting what I had, they were the wrong community. So this year I said, okay, I'm not doing that again. Okay, lesson learned, because I kind of reevaluate. We have to reevaluate when things go not the right way, right? And I made it a point to only accept opportunities where the audience and the person putting it on, I clicked with. They were the same type of person. Long-term relationship, really wanted to make a difference. And then this year in Vegas, oh my gosh, my conference. I'm still going through all the testimonials that people gave me about how much fun that they had and how much of an impact it had on their lives. That's what you want. That's huge. So look around. Think about on social media. Do people respond when you post something? Now, if you post a quote, probably not. But if you post something personal, do they have a reaction? If it's your birthday, do you get a bunch of yay? Or is it crickets? That's a good indicator if you're building the right community. And sometimes you don't know who the right person is when they show up. You have to wait sometimes to see. So say you know, get a person who said, hey, I want to join your Facebook group, right? Or I want to, you know, you to accept my Facebook, you know, friend request. And you don't know that person. Well, that's why there's two buttons that are like the best buttons ever invented. One's called block and the other one's called delete. So use them generously, right? So as soon as you see someone do something that you do not like, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the wrong person for my community, goodbye. Just kick them out. Block them. Delete them. You know, there's no rule that once you accept somebody, you have to keep them. Even in your own life. I mean, seriously, okay, it's a little harder to get rid of some family. They always kind of want to stick around. But friends, that's an easy one. Now, look at your community. Do you love when you talk to them? That's when you know you've been building the right one. And as you go national and international, it's going to be even more powerful, because they're going to see you differently. There's something about being a local speaker that's not real impressive. You're like, oh yeah, you're from this suburb. Oh great, okay. Whoop-de-doo, right? If I'm in Austin, going and speaking at an Austin event is like, oh hey, Tanya. I go to Houston, it's like, oh my gosh, right? So as soon as you get out of your city, things start to move. So you can imagine when you start going out of your state, people are like, oh my gosh, you're all the way from Texas. I'm like, I know. Then can you imagine when you go to a different country? Oh my gosh, you're from the US. It's mind-blowing, the results. You want to take yourself up a notch? Start speaking nationally and internationally. If you're wanting to sell more products and services and really change some lives out there, because I'm sure that is why you created what you've created, is because you're here to make a difference. You're here to actually get people to transform their life, whatever it is. It may be personal development, it may be a business development, but that's why you're in it. It may be spiritual, it may be family oriented, whatever it is, you did not create it except for to change somebody's life. Of course, you got to make some money. Hello, right? Because you cannot continue to go national and international without making a lot of money. Because it takes money. Especially when you're wanting to change a lot of lives. So let's look at an audience. So you get an audience in front of you, and say there's 100 people there. So it's a nice size group. And they're all eager and they're waiting for you to start. Now, there's a couple things that I do right from the beginning to set in motion to make sure that I am attracting the right people into my community and everyone else leaves. If I oh my gosh, this one time I went to this event because there's like multiple workshops that people can choose from. And I started my presentation and like 10 people got up and left. I was so excited. I know, because a lot of the speakers would be like, what? Why are you so excited when they leave? Because you have eliminated them from the possibility that they would want to, you know, join into your community. That's what you want. You want to attract the right people. So when you start, it's important to what? Get rid of the people that don't want you there, that don't like you. You mean someone's not going to like me? Oh my gosh. Yeah, 25% of those people don't like you, don't care for you, don't believe what you're saying, is even negative. They are like, blah, whatever, right? 25% is your lower bottom half. Now, it could be 10%. If it's the right community, it may even be less than 10%. But let's go with 25%. So it's important for you to find out that bottom 25%. And then discount them. Don't even look at them. They do not matter because they are not ever going to transform their lives from your presentation because they're not your people. So the faster you find them and get rid of them, the better. Now, sometimes they'll just sit there and they'll just kind of nod and play on their phone or whatever. Great. Maybe they'll take a nap. Great. The more they don't interact, the better. Especially when you go into avenues, you know, nationally and internationally, there's definitely going to be people. I do a lot of speaking where I go speak in front of the African American Christian Women's Conference arena, or that I did one in the Haitian conference. I did one for the Hispanic Women's Conference. I did one for the GNLB, the Gay and Lesbian Chamber events. I did one where a lot of times I am the only whatever in the crowd, or one of very few. One time I did it I spoke in front of 150 men that were all chiefs of police and chiefs of fire departments. That was a lot of testosterone. Now, and when you are in a particular event, something like that, where you are very different from the people there, you know it is a very solid 25% that doesn't even like that you're there. So let it go. It's okay. Because there's 25% at the top, 25% that love you. As soon as you start talking, they're like, oh my gosh, who is this person? They are your peeps. They are your community. So focus on them. Again, I used to always focus on the negative. I would just be drawn to the negative. And so I would be drawn to the person that would be sitting, usually for whatever reason, to my left and sitting there with their arms crossed. And I would try really hard to try to get that person to like me instead of focusing on the person who loved me, who was going to be ready to buy from me, who was going to be ready for me to change their life, who was going to take the information I was about to give them and just explode and really take that on. So don't be like me and take forever to realize. Focus on the positive. Focus on the people who love you. Now there's 50% in there that haven't quite decided yet. They're kind of on the fence. They're not quite sure if they really get you. Maybe they like you, but they're not in love with you yet, right? So those are the people that you're going to massage through. You know, they're going to follow you on social media. They're going to be a part of your email marketing campaign, whatever. And when they decide, fantastic, even better, right? You want a decision from them eventually. So either they're going to go away, they're going to delete themselves from your email list. Yay, do not look at who is, you know, opting out of your newsletters. Just say, yay, bye. because you're focusing on the top 25%. Just focusing on the people who say, I'm ready. The other day, a gentleman contacted me and he's like, oh my gosh, Tanya, I met you 8 years ago. I'm ready. I'm like, yay. Some people just take more time than others. It's okay. So when you start to look at it, what you're doing is you're filtering. You're filtering people in right from the stage, right when you get on, you tell people your rules. I always tell people, you have to be nice and you can't be perfect. So that I'm filtering out already. The whole time I'm talking, I'm filtering. The best speakers out there are filtering the whole time. So that at the end, they can either get people to rush over to buy whatever they're selling or opt in to their contest or whatever they're wanting them to do at the end. I'm going to give you a little bonus too right now. Okay. Write this down. I do not want a standing ovation. What? You're like, yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Because at the end, you just spoke in front of 100 people. 25 is foaming at the mouth to do something with you. 50 of them, they're trying to decide. 25 is going to get up and leave as soon as you're done. Okay? You want them to take the next step with you. Right? You cannot in 30 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, whatever time you have on stage, you cannot completely transform those people's lives forever. They have to go further with you, which is called a sell. So you want them filling out a contest form, a more information form, a sales form. You do not want them to jump up and clap, 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 and then head out. If they do, you didn't do your job. You didn't convince them that they needed you for a long period of time and that they really are going to lose out if they don't stick around. So no, you don't want a standing ovation. You want their little high knees sitting in the seat, filling out whatever form you just gave them. Okay? So let's look at national and international speaking. Because a lot of people are like, I don't know even where to start. Well, you have to be connected to people or to a company or to something that is going national and international. Of course, if you're doing a webinar or a teleconference like this, then that already is usually national and international. Unless, of course, the people coming on are only your local peeps, right? Which does happen. So if you're looking at, okay, I want to play a big game. What does that mean to you? Who do you know that's already playing a big game? And then are you having a conversation with them? If they're already speaking nationally and internationally, they probably know people to go international and national with you. Make sense? So, I was looking at going international. I was really wanting to start speaking a lot in Asia. There's a lot of movement in Asia. There's a lot of women's empowerment, even though you really can't call it that because of, just the government, not really wanting to empower their people. But it is happening. And so I want to be part of that movement. I mean, it's the first time in a long time you could be in an actual movement of an explosive result. So I knew there was no way that I could go international, especially to Asia, because I don't know anybody over there. Okay, you can't just show up and go, okay, I'm here, right? You have to have someone to help coordinate and understand the logistics and the culture and all of the different things. And it's a little overwhelming. And I don't like to do things by myself anyways. I don't find it very effective. So then you look at, okay, well, if I am going to go international or even national, who can I do it with? Who can I, you know, kind of combine our efforts to do more with each other? Because I know for a lot of people, they just expect everyone to kind of be doing things just for them instead of looking at it as a partnership. Now, I know with the Public Speaker Association, I'm constantly sending out speaking opportunities, and a lot of them are international. But what you find in the international market is a lot of them are a pay-to-play type of model. It's kind of a new thing that's happening. You know, you can come to India and speak at our big conference for $5,000, you know, whatever. And a lot of people will take it up because it's a great marketing platform for you. I just like to do things where it has more of an impact because, again, I want to control a little bit about who's showing up. Because if I'm going to spend a lot of time and money going to Asia, I need to make sure, again, that my target market, my community is showing up. I don't need the wrong community to show up. So how are you going to connect into a market? The right market. Now, my market is entrepreneurs, right? Those are the people that are the kind of movers and shakers of this world in a lot of respect. Not that there's not some leaders in corporate, but I've never worked in corporate. I've only owned my own business my whole life. And so I don't understand that culture. So it doesn't really work for me real well. Not that I don't go speak to corporate, but every time I do, I'm like, why do y'all work here? So I met a gentleman, and guess what? He's been living in Asia for 20 years. He has the connections. So I had a frank conversation with him about, well, what do you think? Do you think I have the personality and the knowledge, expertise to go to Asia? He said, absolutely. But I need more than just him. Because sometimes it's also about bringing a platform over there. Because, you know, long term, I'm working with a gentleman right now that we're looking at starting orphanages and saving children's lives. I mean, just the statistic that a child dies of hunger every 8 minutes, it's just gut-wrenching to me. So I want to do something about that. So it's about that connection factor. Now, in order to grow your community, you have to get in front of people who don't know you. Makes sense, right? So you have to be in front of the right people that attract the right people that build your community. You know, one of the reasons I got involved with Excellent Choice, it was for that reason. Not only do I absolutely adore their products, right? It's, if you've never heard of it before, it's brand new. I'm helping them launch it across the United States, and then we're about to go international as well. And so it's probiotic chocolates, it's antioxidant coffee, and it's diamond-infused skincare. So yes, you get to eat chocolate, drink coffee, get healthy, lose weight, and then use diamond-infused skincare to magically watch your wrinkles disappear. So it's like a win-win-win-win. And make a whole lot of money because we're just launching it, right? So with that platform, I started looking at and talking to the gentleman who is helping me go over there. And he goes, yes, you have to have some type of home-based business opportunity, especially a network marketing opportunity for Asia and the rest of the world. Because really, United States is only 20% of the marketplace now, especially for network marketing. Because more and more women realize they cannot expect that their whole life is going to be normal, whatever normal is, and where their husband's going to just, you know, take care of them and their children forever. And a lot of them, frankly, is kind of tired of not doing anything. It's kind of like this revolution, kind of the way it's was, you know, has happened here in the United States, where women are like, I really want to do something with my life. So when I said that, I started looking around for an opportunity, and one just kind of landed in my lap where, I mean, we've got less than like only like 12 people in California right now. I mean, that's how new it is. So I look at, okay, I've got this platform now. I've got these commodities, right? I mean, coffee is traded. It's the second commodity that's traded in the world, right underneath crude oil. Is that crazy? You know, things that you learn. And then the probiotic market, oh my gosh, you know, with Dr. Taylor's special probiotics. I mean, my husband's blood pressure is normal for the first time in his life. And just the health results. So now I can actually help people, not only financially, not only getting their message out there, but now I can actually help them with their health as well. So I'm taking this platform and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to Asia. Perfect. They're looking for network marketing. Perfect. So I could help them take this event over there that will get me connected to more people that will want to join my community and buy into other things that I do, including helping the children. You see how that's all kind of connected in together? Because I'm doing all these trainings and webinars and opportunity presentations for their company. That puts me in front of other people's people that then go, oh, you own the Public Speakers Association? I want to be a speaker. Fantastic. I can help you with that. So suddenly, the membership is exploding. My coaching, personal coaching, one-on-one coaching is exploding because people are like, I need your help, because they're finding about who I am, because I'm out there speaking about chocolate, coffee, and skincare. I know it's all kind of crazy, right? But this is how the real world works. And then you start playing with the big players, right? You've got to show yourself as a leader, because people don't follow followers. They follow leaders. So you're always pushing the boundaries. You're always moving yourself one step ahead, one step ahead. You push, 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 because you want the results. Because I know a lot of people, a lot of my clients, the first thing that I cover with them is they wanted to be rich, because I get some pushback from that. Well, I'm not in it for the money. I'm like, yes, that's fantastic, but you need the money. You need to be rich, because I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of people that will hire a coach that's broke, that's not successful monetarily, right? Or a speaker even. If you're a broke speaker, you're not going to get very far. So you've got to bring in income. The second one is you got to be famous. And this one, oh, I get such pushback from. You can't be a speaker and no one know who you are. It's not even a possibility. You've got to be all over the internet, right? You got to be all over social media. You've got to have a website with your picture all over it. You've got to promote yourself. You've got to tell people how incredible you are. You've got to have a great bio, right? These all accumulate to opportunities for more income, more responsibility for transforming more lives and getting your message out there. So get over, if you've got an issue about being famous, and we're not talking Oprah famous, we're not talking about, you know, suddenly you're going to be on a magazine saying, oh, you know, this person just did this, you know, I mean, that's not what it is. If I've been on the cover of 5 magazines, it's been great because they're just talking about how fabulous I am and about my businesses and stuff, right? You want that kind of celebrityism. You want to walk into a room and people know you're the speaker. They shouldn't be shocked when you walk in. They should have kind of heard about you a little bit beforehand. So that's why it's important to build a strong community, and as large as you can, as fast as you can. So that when you walk in, they're more open to whatever it is that you can help them transform their lives later on as well. Because that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that if that's the first time they've ever heard of you, it's a harder transition to a sell process if you're trying to sell from stage or even after the fact. If they've heard of you before, it's easier. That's a lot of times when you spoke in the second year at an event, you suddenly had a lot more back of the room sales or, you know, follow-up sales than you did the year before. It's because most people have heard of you already and they loved you the first time and they're like, oh, I think I'm ready for this person, right? So how are you putting yourself out there for more opportunities? I know I just opened up a call for speakers to do webinars that will help, you know, kind of get people excited about whatever their expertise is that will lead into a sell with excellent choice. You see, it's a double opportunity. So, for example, Inez Bracey, who talks about travel, that's kind of her specialty, is how to travel as a woman, especially by yourself, and how much fun it is and, you know, how amazing the opportunities are out there. And so she's going to talk about travel and how much fun it is, and then she's going to lead into an excellent choice opportunity presentation, because then people will have an opportunity to travel. They're going to win contests. They're going to have, you know, more money to go traveling, to support their team, you know, those kind of things. And I mentioned how it's the easiest thing I've ever done, right? Because who doesn't want to eat chocolate, drink coffee, and have no wrinkles, right? It's like a no-brainer. So definitely, as you start approaching this opportunities for yourself, look at who can you collaborate with. Who can you connect into? So I know with the people that I'm bringing onto my team, both in the respect for the Public Speakers Association and with Excellent Choice, it's a powerhouse team. And it's always that second set of people, the people who build long-term relationships. It's all about helping each other. So I would love to invite you to a conversation with me about how you could be part of a leadership team. How you can go out and transform lives, not just locally, but nationally, internationally. How you can have fun playing with some of the biggest speakers in the world. That's who's coming into Excellent Choice, you know, because you don't really see that kind of opportunity where literally there's like 5 people in Florida, right? The biggest team is here in Texas because that's where I'm located. And so I have like 200 people here. So there's like less than 500 people, you know, nationwide right now. But we're already looking because I've got some major players wanting to go ahead and start up Asia, Brazil, Germany, England, Canada, right? All of South America. So if you'd like to reach out to me and have a conversation, text me at 512-436-5645. That's my cell number. I know I gave you my cell number. Isn't that crazy? So text me at 512-436-5645. If you want more information about the Public Speaker Association, we've got our next upcoming conference, virtual summit, August 23rd. The theme is balance, love, life, and business. So we always have fun themes. Because I want you to go out there and really start making a difference in people's lives. And really making a difference in your own as well. So we're waiting for you to make a perfect choice today. Right? And go out and smile really big. Smile at yourself right now. Because it's so much fun when you just kind of giggle at yourself and you're like, I could do that. I'm going to be speaking nationally. I'm going to be speaking internationally. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm going to meet so many amazing people. Oh my gosh, the people I get to meet, it's like just the icing on top, right? It's the cherry. It's the, it's the main thing that makes you drool because it is so much fun. So thank you for being on today.